This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. Among the states up for grabs in this year's presidential race is a surprise, Virginia. It hasn't voted for a Democrat since Lyndon Johnson in 1964. But in recent years, Virginia elected back-to-back Democratic governors and a U.S. senator. A Democrat also is highly favored to win this year's Senate race, all of which has the Barack Obama campaign thinking it can turn the state from red to blue. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
I'm standing in front of the Obama for President headquarters in Winchester, Virginia. It's just across the street from where George Washington once had an office and around the corner from where Stonewall Jackson had his headquarters as he led Confederate troops up the Shenandoah Valley in the Civil War. In short, it's not the kind of place you'd expect to find a Democratic presidential campaign headquarters, but it's an example of what the Obama campaign thinks it can do in this election year. Jason Berry is the lead field organizer in the office in Winchester, which is a farming hub near West Virginia.
When we first drove out here, we were told that we should organize the three Democrats that are out here and make sure we get all three of them. And but as we've come here, we've noticed that there really are a lot of Republicans who are just wanting to, it seems, almost to have permission to be able to vote for Obama, and a lot of people that are very upset with the way the country is going.
Berry says about 200 people showed up when the office first opened a few weeks ago. On this evening, a half dozen volunteers are making phone calls.
This is Walt McMahon. I'm a local volunteer in Berryville for the Barack Obama campaign.
The Winchester office is one of 28 the campaign has opened across Virginia. Jason Berry says the idea is to identify Obama supporters and get them to reach out to their neighbors.
The strength of this, of course, is that people know who they are. They know what the local issues are. They know the local things that are going on. And so they can speak to their fellow voters and be also, in a sense, almost character witnesses for Senator Obama and build support that way.
Virginia has undergone demographic changes that have made the state more friendly to Democrats. The high-tech jobs in the northern Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C. have lured new residents to the state. But Republicans are skeptical the state's voting patterns have changed that dramatically. Republican Congressman Tom Davis is vacating a northern Virginia seat Democrats hope to capture in the fall. In an interview in the Capitol, he says some of the Republicans' problems are self-inflicted and that pundits are getting carried away.
I think they read too much into the state turning blue, and what you have is some changing demographics, but most of it is just the Republican brand name being in the trash can, enabling wide-awake Democrats to take advantage of it, and in Virginia they've done that.
Davis says recent statewide GOP candidates have run poor campaigns or been too socially conservative to appeal to suburban voters. John McCain's Virginia office is located a few floors below his national headquarters in Crystal City, Virginia, near the Pentagon. It has the low hum of a well-oiled machine. Trey Walker is the regional McCain campaign manager for the Mid-Atlantic. Walker says while Democrats have been successful in local Virginia elections, the presidential campaign is another matter. He says McCain supporters are fired up.
We're covered up with volunteers. We've got folks coming in the door as they are here today. We've got headquarters all over the state. We've got folks out knocking on doors every weekend. We don't have enough bumper stickers. We can't keep them on stock. That's a good indicator. That's a good grassroots indicator. So things look good in Virginia.
The McCain campaign is confident the state's large population of active and retired military personnel will flock to the former Navy flyer and that he'll do well in the traditionally Republican rural parts of the state. But Democrats have made inroads in rural Virginia, led by former governor and now U.S. Senate candidate Mark Warner. Political science professor Mark Rosell of George Mason University says Warner's commanding lead in the Senate race over Republican Jim Gilmore may help Obama in November.
We usually think of a down-ticket effect when we talk about coattails, but Mark Warner's advantages right now over Jim Gilmore are so huge that it appears possible that we could see the reverse coattails effect where the Senate candidate is actually lifting up the presidential nominee on the ballot at the same time.
Both Obama and McCain are reportedly considering Virginians as running mates. Obama looking at Democratic Governor Tim Kaine and McCain vetting Republican Congressman Eric Cantor. It's an indication as good as any that the state's 13 electoral votes are in play. Brian Naylor, NPR News.